Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Rebecca, and I know your English will improve today. Well, today we are continuing our lesson from yesterday called Supervising Isn't Easy. Here's a good question to review. What makes a good supervisor? Yes, that is a very good question, isn't it? Well, first, a good supervisor must be able to communicate clearly. This supervisor will listen to their employees' ideas and, of course, give them feedback. Well, yesterday we met Emma and Dean, who are having a conversation. Dean is trying to be a good supervisor, but perhaps he has some learning to do. Now, let's try to answer the following question today. How does Dean respond to Emma? That's another great question. How does Dean respond to Emma? Well, friends, open up your magazines because it's time to begin. Let's go.
Supervising isn't easy. Conversation B.
Well, could we brainstorm ideas for these graphics now?
I can't. I have a meeting in about 2 minutes.
So, can I talk to you this afternoon?
That would be nice, but...
Let me guess. Another meeting.
No, but I have to go to the technology exhibition with Laura to purchase some computer equipment. I won't be back until tomorrow.
Well, I'll see you tomorrow morning then.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 brainstorm 这个动词。Brainstorm, 脑中的风暴意思就是指脑力激荡或者是集思广益。例如 ,the creative team brainstormed for days and finally came up with a great idea. 这个创意团队花了几天的时间脑力激荡终于想出了一个好点子。它的现在分词 brainstorming 可以当名词。例如 ,the teacher told us to do some brainstorming before we started to write our essays. 老师告诉我们开始写作文之前先要有一些脑力激荡。接着我们看的是 purchase, 这个动词。purchase 是指购买。例如 Tiffany purchased her contact lenses from an online shopping site. Tiffany 是在一个网购网站购买这些隐形眼镜的。Purchase 也可以当名词。例如 Your purchases can be fully refunded if you're not satisfied with the merchandise. 如果你对商品不满意的话所有的购买都可以全额退款。
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, let's continue this conversation between Dean and Emma. So far, I really get the idea that Dean is a super busy supervisor.
Well, he's definitely a very super busy supervisor. But Gabe, I get the feeling he's actually a very bad supervisor.
Really?
I mean, I know that this whole lesson is about how supervising isn't easy, but I feel like he should be able to make more time to talk to Emma.
Well, I think the whole lesson is more about how we need to appreciate our supervisors more because they're so busy, and you think it's more about how supervising isn't easy, but Dean's not a good supervisor.
No. I think our lesson is more about giving us an example of what a bad supervisor really is.
Maybe you're right, Rebecca. Okay, let's see if that's true. Let's go through the conversation and see if that's true. Okay, so Emma says, well, could we brainstorm ideas for these graphics now? Now, I like that word brainstorm, and I like brainstorming with other people. Sometimes when you need to come up with different ideas, you might gather some people together and you have a brainstorming session or a brainstorming meeting where you can get all those ideas out on the paper.
You know something, Gabe? Mm-hmm. This word brainstorm brings me back to my school days.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, when we used to have to do group projects. Sometimes my classmates and I, we would get together to brainstorm different ideas for our assignment.
Okay, and hopefully you came up with some good ideas. That's what a brainstorming session is supposed to do when you brainstorm with others. Well, have you ever had a chance to brainstorm some ideas with other people? Talk about that in English.
Okay, Gabe, I think that this next point, or what Dean, how Dean responds, makes my point. Look it. So Emma had asked, could we brainstorm ideas for these graphics now? And Dean says, I can't. I have a meeting in 2 minutes. So Emma is trying to get Dean's opinions about, you know, the project, and Dean just doesn't seem to have time. That's an example of a bad supervisor.
What do you mean? So what? Sometimes supervisors are just really busy. Maybe you'll have more time later, hopefully, right?
Well, let's find out. Emma says, so can I talk to you this afternoon?
Okay, he says that would be nice, but...
Let me guess. Another meeting.
Okay. All right, you have a point, Rebecca. Dean seems to be really busy with a lot of meetings these days. And so even before he finishes his sentence, Emma interrupts and says, let me guess. And that's kind of a fun phrase to use in response to somebody like this.
Yes, indeed. So let's see if we can think of some examples or other ways that we can use this phrase, let me guess. Ah, I'm so sorry, Gabe. I'm actually not going to be able to go to the game night that you had planned at your house.
Oh, let me guess, Rebecca. Your dog is sick, and so you need to take him to the hospital. And is that true?
Oh, well, that was a good guess, but it's actually my cat, not my dog.
Oh.
Right.
Well, that's a good excuse because you don't have a cat.
Right. Well, that was a great way to use that phrase, let me guess.
Yeah. Or, you know, sometimes people might say something like, you'll never believe who I saw over the weekend.
Let me guess. You saw Taylor Swift.
Oh, very close. No. I just saw my brother. Yeah. But I love my brother more than Taylor Swift.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Okay, so this is kind of a fun phrase to use when you want to guess what somebody is going to say, or when you think you already know what they are going to say. Okay, so Emma says, let me guess, another meeting. And yes, well, no, he doesn't have another meeting, but he has to go to the technology exhibition with Laura to purchase some computer equipment. He won't be back until the next afternoon.
He sounds like a very busy supervisor. Emma responds by saying, well, I'll see you tomorrow morning then. Okay, Gabe, this is how I'm starting to feel about Dean. I think Dean is so busy. He just has so much going on.
Let me guess. Uh-huh. You just think that Dean is a bad supervisor because he let his schedule fill up?
Well, don't you remember what we learned yesterday? Uh-huh. Yesterday we learned that a good supervisor has time to talk to his employees. And I see Emma trying really hard to sit down and talk to her supervisor, and her supervisor just keeps pushing her away. I'm sorry, I'm too busy, I have a meeting. Nope, tomorrow's not going to work either.
Yeah.
I'm going to be gone, I'll be back.
You're right. A good supervisor will take time to communicate with their employees and especially to give them good feedback. And she's been working on a project. She wants his feedback, but he seems to not have any time to give her proper feedback. Well, maybe you have a point, Rebecca. Maybe Dean's not a great supervisor?
Yep, I got a point. Thanks,
okay.
Gabe. Well, I have an idea. Do you know what time it is right now?
I do know what time it is because we loved that song from our song time yesterday. Supervising takes time.
So it's time for Sing
It
Out.
Let's do it again.
Yes.
Yo, a supervisor takes time. You need to be good at listening, you wanna meet the deadline. You need to have good discipline, supervising takes time.
to meet the deadline. You need to have good discipline. Discipline.
Oh, yeah.
Let's break down these lyrics for a little bit now.
Okay, that's a good
supervising
idea.
Supervising takes time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. That means you need to be good at listening. These are some of the lyrics.
Yeah. You want to meet the deadlines. You don't want to be late.
Right, and one way you can do that is by having good discipline.
That's right.
Now you can sing along with us.
Great. So why don't you sing along with us? In just a few. Okay.
Supervisor takes time. You need to be good listening. Listen, you want to meet the deadline. You need to have good discipline. Discipline, supervisor takes time. Brother, you need to have good listening. Listen, you want to meet the deadline. Sister, you need to have good discipline. Discipline, break it down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are in the middle of a conversation between Emma and Dean. And of course, this lesson is all about how supervising isn't easy. Now, I'm not totally convinced that Dean is the best supervisor, but is it that he's really not a good supervisor, or is it more that learning how to supervise takes time? Those are some good questions to think about. Well, friends, I think it's time for us to continue with this conversation. Maybe we'll find the answer to that question.
Supervising isn't easy. Conversation C. Next day, Emma comes to see Dean.
Do you have time to talk now?
Yes, but you'll need to keep it short. I've got another busy day.
You know, I can't meet deadlines without your input.
I know, Emma, but we're understaffed right now. I've had to take on a lot of additional responsibilities. We need to hire more people.
Or take advantage of the skills of our current staff.
You're right. I just had an idea.
Oh, what?
You're pretty good with computers. How would you like to learn the new graphic software and train other artists?
I love to!
Okay, 接下来我们看的是input, 这个不可数名词。 Input 在这里是指投入的资源或资讯。 例如, we value all our customers' input so we can improve our services. 我们看重所有顾客们的意见,这样才能够改善我们的服务。或者是, for this project, every team member's input counts. 对这个计划而言,每位团队的成员的付出都十分重要。Input也可以指电脑或影音设备的输入端。 这个时候它就是可数名词。例如, the inputs for the TV are on the right side. 这部电视的输入端在右侧。最后我们看的是 software, 这个不可数名词。Software 在这里是指电脑的软体。例如, you can download free text software from this government website. 你可以从政府的这个网站下载免费的报税软体。它的反义词是 hardware, H-A-R-D-W-A-R-E, 意思就是指电脑的硬体。例如, we need a more compact and efficient hardware system. 我们需要一个体积更小、更有效率的硬体系统。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Tricia, Michelle, all right, now it is the next day, and Emma and Dean are continuing this conversation. Emma says, do you have time to talk now?
Mm.
We already know she's tried to talk to Dean, her supervisor, many times. She needs his feedback. Do you have time to talk now?
And Dean says, yes, but you'll have to keep it short. I've got another busy day. Okay, let's go and talk about this phrase, to keep it short. This just means that, well, Dean doesn't have much time. He only has a few minutes, so he wants her to talk for just a few minutes.
That's right. So he could simply say, you need to keep it short. Let's keep it short. Or you could use other words there. You could say, let's keep this conversation short. Let's keep this dialogue short. You know, we have a lot of work to do today, so it's time to take a break now, but let's keep our break short. Mm-hmm. Maybe your teacher has told you to give a speech, but it doesn't need to be a long speech. Keep your speech short and to the point.
Hmm. And Emma responds by saying, you know, I can't meet deadlines without your input. Emma makes a very good point. She's not able to meet the deadlines without her supervisor's feedback. Well, Dean responds by saying, I know, Emma, but we're understaffed right now. Understaffed. What does it mean if something's understaffed? This just means that there aren't enough people working.
Exactly, and I think this is a problem that a lot of companies face at one time or another. They're understaffed, and usually the best situation is that if a company is understaffed, you just go out and hire more people. But it's not always as easy as that. Maybe a company doesn't have the budget to hire more people. Maybe they haven't found the right kind of person. Maybe they don't have the time to go and look for the right kind of person. There are several reasons, but being understaffed is not a good problem to have.
Mm-mm. And that's what Dean is saying. I know, Emma, but we're understaffed, meaning that there aren't enough people working. So what does he have to do? Well, he says, I've had to take on a lot of additional responsibilities. And if you take on additional responsibilities, this just means that you're having to do the job of many other people, not just your own responsibilities.
That's right. Now, to take on is kind of a fun phrase. This means you're going to try to do something. Maybe you're tackling something. We could use it in several situations. For example, I don't know if you've watched boxing matches. The boxer took on several other fighters, right? That means he competed against them in the boxing match. I can't take on a lot right now. That means I can't really do a lot right now because I'm very busy. So there are different ways to use that phrase.
And of course, that is what Dean is saying. I've had to take on a lot of additional responsibilities. We need to hire more people. And Emma says, or take advantage of the skills of our current staff. Now this phrase, to take advantage of, is another fun phrase, and it can either be used in a positive way or in a negative way. And in my opinion, it's used in a positive way here in our lesson, meaning that you're just using the good things in a particular situation. You're trying to use the skills of the people that are already working at the company.
That's right. Take advantage of the skills here. Take advantage of the resources that we have. However, if you hear someone say, he took advantage of me, that is a negative meaning, okay? It's not good to take advantage of other people. 利用他们, that's not good. However, it's good to take advantage of the things that you have, to use them in the best possible way. Okay, well right now it's time for us to join Steve and Ken as they talk about the difference between a deadline and a due date in the InfoCloud.
Here at the InfoCloud, we often compare and distinguish between similar English words and phrases. Today, let's take a look at another pair of expressions that are very similar but different. Deadline and due date.
Okay. Deadline and due date are synonyms and are often interchangeable, but they're used in different settings. For example, in the context of journalism, deadline is used. Reporters have a deadline for submitting articles.
But in a classroom setting, due date is more common. The due date for your paper is September 30th.
A library book will have a due date. A pregnant mother will have a due date on which she's due to deliver her baby.
That's one place where deadline is inappropriate. Also use due date for the day on which financial obligations must be repaid. The telephone bill is due on the first day of each month.
Also, some words are used with one but not the other. For example, a due date is not met, but we try to meet a deadline. You must do something by a due date, and deadline is often used in the phrase, we're working under a tight deadline. But we can't say under a tight due date.
截止日期在英文里可以用 deadline， 也可以用 due date， 两者的意思差不多，但是会用在不同的地方。deadline 是最后期限，这个字呢常常用在新闻界，表示截稿的时间。申请不同的事物也会有 deadline， 错过了就无法申请。due date 比较常用在学校，一份报告会有一个 due date。图书馆的书也有 due date， 归还日期。除了学校，孕妇也有 due date， 那是分娩到期的日子，也就是预产期。due date 也常常指票据的到期日，也就是付款的日期。另外在用法上， meet 可以跟 deadline 连用， meet the deadline 就是在截止前完成。 deadline 也可以用 tight 来形容，A tight deadline 就是很紧迫的截止日期。Due date 就不能够用 meet， 我们通常会用介系词 by。Can you get it done by the due date？ 你能够在截止前完成吗？这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
This lesson doesn't make any sense. Dean keeps changing his mind.
Whoa. Okay, I guess.Dean needs to work on becoming a better supervisor. Calm down, Rebecca. Friends, we will see you next time right here at
Studio Classroom.